the subject of human cloning stirs strong passions. The latest example of that came last night when the Associated Press reported that Stanford University was launching a human embryo cloning project. University officials were aghast when told of the AP headline, and a few hours later issued a statement saying they are doing no such thing. But earlier in the day, Stanford had announced that it is creating a new center for stem cell research. The new center may in the future use a technique known variously as somatic cell nuclear transfer, nuclear transplantation, or therapeutic cloning to make embryonic stem cells. As NPR's Joe Palca reports, the word cloning is so loaded that it can easily obscure scientific distinctions.
A human embryo typically comes from an egg that's been fertilized by a sperm. But to clone the sheep Dolly, Scottish scientists used a more exotic way to create an embryo. Replace the genetic material in an egg with the genetic material of an adult cell. But what do you call that thing you make in the lab using this cloning technique as opposed to the normal mixing of egg and sperm? Johns Hopkins researcher Bert Vogelsang says that thing is not a clone.
They are cells growing in a tissue culture dish. These cells, they don't walk, they don't talk, they can't answer a phone call from my wife. They are not a clone of me, right? A clone is an exact copy of the organism that you started with. That's a clone.
To make that exact copy, you'd implant those cells in a woman's uterus so they'd grow into a baby. Scientists like Vogelsang are anxious to make a clear distinction between using cloning techniques to make an embryo to make a baby and using those techniques to generate stem cells for research on new therapies. The new center at Stanford University is not planning to make babies, just therapies, a distinction Vogelsang is worried some people, including some legislators, fail to grasp.
It would be a shame if that research was prohibited by the lawmakers simply because of confusion between that procedure and cloning. Unfortunately, the word cloning has taken on a whole lot of other meanings, both in the scientific literature and in the lay press, and that's really confused the issue.
But other scientists don't think all the confusion surrounding cloning can be blamed on the words involved. Janet Rossent is a stem cell researcher at Mount Sinai Hospital in Toronto.
I think the distinction between cloning for reproduction and cloning for making embryonic stem cells is one that is difficult to explain to the public, and I don't think we can get around that difficulty by trying to say it's not cloning.
Rossent and Vogelsang both say that no matter what you call those cells, cloned embryos, the products of nuclear transplantation, research clones, the cells have the potential at least to become a human life. It then becomes a moral decision about whether or not it's acceptable to use those cells for research. And that's not really a question that scientists can decide on their own. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.